Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim. Who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Welcome to I Work For Him, where we claim you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio, but where our ultimate focus is helping you understand that your workplace, it's your mission field and your primary place of ministry. That the work you do each and every day is a gift from God, and that God wants you to join you, wants to join you in that work today. Again, welcome to I Work For Him as we broadcast you from all over the country, but right into your heart as we want to speak truth in you about the fact that you have a high calling on your workplace.
That's right, Jim. And one of the things that I just want to tell our listeners, we're so grateful for you. We are thankful for the journey that you're on with us, that you take the time to hear what God has on the hearts of us and our guests that join us on the show. So if you have something that you want to share with us, please reach out to us on our listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. And Jim, you know, that's open 24 hours a day.
That's right.
People can call anytime.
Operators are standing by even as we speak, 866-713-9675. And let's talk about the new way we're going to use the I Work For Him listener line, Martha.
Okay.
All right. You put out a post. Well, you tell them.
Well, we just decided.
People like hearing you talk anyway.
We just decided we wanted to interact more with our listeners and really answer some of the things that they're dealing with in life, whether it's.
So why don't we just open up the phone lines, let people call in?
Sure.
Except?
Except that we can't do that because we're on so many times a day that we'd only be getting the listeners in one area. And so we wanted to make it a nationwide opportunity for people. So
that's right.
By them
even
calling,
for our podcast listeners, when they hear this.
Most definitely. So when they call in, they have a minute to leave a message. I give instructions on that voicemail. It is just a voicemail system. So don't worry. You're not waking anybody up. You're not calling while we're on the air.
There really is no operator standing by.
It's just my sweet little old voice there saying, hey, let us know what you want us to talk about. And we're not talking, we're talking either a topic, but more importantly, a question. So maybe
a question about how to connect your faith in your work, a question about what does it look like to live out your faith in your work. Maybe you got you've got a certain profession and you're like, give me some specific ideas.
Correct. You know, and maybe even, I mean, if we really want to dive into it, you know, maybe it's an ethical question. Maybe somebody's saying, you know, I just don't know the right thing to do. That both are good options, maybe that are presented to them in their work. Maybe that they're looking, I don't know what it might be. That's why we're asking it for that, so that we're not just answering questions we have, but ones that are relative to our listeners.
Right, but we're going to dedicate the first part of every show to answering your questions, and we'll actually play your question on the air. So if you'll call the listener line, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675, leave us a message with your question. You only have a minute to talk, so therefore we know you can't go on and on and on. You got to get her done. And that helps us to be able to keep everything under control when we're broadcasting on the radio.
Yeah. And, you know, I just thought of this. If anybody has a great name for this segment, they could call in and leave that as well. You know, like Ask Jim and Martha, that's kind of
boring.
So if there's something else that you think would click, so you have a marketing,
idea. Maybe our producer, Michael Miracle, has an idea. Michael Miracle, do you have an idea for the name of this segment?
You know what? As soon as Martha threw that out to the audience and such, I was thinking about what we could name it. I haven't come up with anything just yet. A little too on the spot for me, but I'll come up with something for sure.
Well, there
awesome.
You go. So we know that Michael the Miracle is working on that right now. So, but we do have a question that let's just be honest. It's not a question that somebody called in and left over the weekend. We put this out on Facebook just on Friday, telling people that we're going to do this starting today. But it is a question that I have answered probably 50 times in the last year, and it usually sends me skyrocketing off of my chair, like when, you know, let's just like, okay, so when Wile E. Coyote's having breakfast on the, you know, no, let's see what it is. He's trying to capture the Roadrunner, and he sets up dynamite under a box, and he's sitting there waiting, having breakfast, and all of a sudden the dynamite blows off, and he goes skyrocketing forward, and then the Roadrunner goes by and goes beep, beep, and it goes on. That's what this question does to me.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. But it's, I'm not even going to delve into why it gets you riled up. It's their question.
Well, because it's one that it's like a plague on Christianity. Okay, let's get to the question.
Okay.
Well, wait, before we get to the question, though, we want people to engage with our podcasts. We've got lots of opportunities. It means because not everybody can listen live to the show.
That's right. But if you're listening right now, more than likely you're listening, unless you're listening to the podcast. You are listening.
Wait a minute.
In one point.
Wow,
or
Martha, that was really good. If you're listening right now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, sit still.
Nice.
And if you're listening right now to the show, more than likely you're listening. That was a good line. That was a good line.
Thanks,
honey.
Honey.
Okay. But it is, we have multiple versions of the podcast out there. We've got our standard podcast version, which is the show minus any commercials. But we have launched recently the PowerPod, the I Work For Him PowerPod. And over the shows, over this week, we're going to lay it out for everybody exactly how you can get them. But just go right onto iworkforhim.com, click on the Listen tab, and the PowerPod page will be there. And the PowerPod is a 15-minute or so podcast that just has the super-duper PowerPoints from the show. So if you have attention deficit, or you only have a limited amount of time to listen to the show, the PowerPod would be a great way to introduce you to the subject. Then you may want to go back and go, hey, wait a minute, there was a lot of good stuff there. We should listen to the whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been working on this rollout for a really long time, and it's rolling out today. Very exciting. So.
Question.
The question.
Go ahead.
Is, Jim, I'm thinking about retiring from my job. Or it goes like this, Jim, I'm thinking about quitting my job. This is really more. This is the one we're going to choose.
I was going to say, you're changing it up on me here.
I didn't mean to change it up. I just couldn't read my handwriting.
Oh.
Jim, I'm thinking about quitting my job and going into full-time ministry. And to that,
Wile E. Coyote goes skyrocketing into space. Why, Jim?
Why? Because you're already in full-time ministry. Well, the potential for it.
Now, let's be real.
Let's be real, honey.
There are some people that are not in the right seat on the bus.
That may be true, or they might not be in the seat on the right seat on the right bus.
Right.
But they don't need to quit their job to go into quote-unquote full-time ministry. You know, we did a show in early June. With Chris from Monmouth Society.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was Chris Conant. Yep. And he said that, you know, a believer in the marketplace has an over 800% greater chance of interacting with pre-Christians than somebody within the four walls of a church.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody says to me, I'm thinking about quitting my job so I can go into full-time ministry, it sends me skyrocketing because that opposite is actually going to happen. You have so much opportunity in your workplace.
Well, really what they don't even realize what they're saying in so many aspects. And that's why we're going to talk about this in this very short amount of time. But is the fact that what they're saying is I'm going to go work in the four walls of the church. That's really what they're saying.
Well, maybe they're going to go into a mission field somewhere.
Okay. But within that context. So yes, you had said go work at a church.
Church.
So
yep.
I just was saying, so they don't even realize that they're saying, I'm going to go leave the secular world to go work in the sacred world and have more purpose there. That's what you're hearing that really concerns you because of the fact that people need to realize that where they are right now, they have a huge calling on their life.
Right. Well, actually, what I'm hearing is that my work doesn't matter, but if I worked at a church, it would matter.
And that's such a lie. But where did that lie come from? I mean, it's been perpetuated for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. There's been this first-tier calling and second-tier calling. And we just encourage pastors, go ahead, let your people know how significant their calling is in their workplace. I mean, you can make such a difference. Your attitude, your actions can make such an impact on people that you may not even have access to if you were in within the four walls of a church.
So listeners, if this question resonates with you, if you have been struggling and saying, you know, I really feel like I'd have more purpose, I'd be more valued, I'd have a ministry if I quit my current job and went to work within a church situation or ministry, really pray about that within your heart and really seek the Lord. Feel free to reach out to us as well. iworkforhim.com. Go to our contact page so that we can just guide you. You may be right, but let's make sure you're making a good decision.
And maybe you can ask us a follow-up question at 866-713-9675. Hey, thanks again for being part of I Work For Him today. When we come back, we're going to welcome Rich Marshall as we talk about his show, God at Work, on God TV. Don't go away.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com, or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Bel Air Wealth Management is a loyal I Work For Him radio partner committed to helping clients maintain an eternal perspective regarding finances. Wealth advisors Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz have dedicated themselves to biblically responsible investing. When you invest with Bel Air Wealth Management, you can rest assured your dollars align with God's heart. Call Luke Andrews at 727-798-4188 or find Luke and Dave online at bwmadvisors.com. That's bwmadvisors.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community. blesseveryhome.com. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com. blesseveryhome.com.
Hey, you're listening to I Work For Him, where we help you connect what you hear on Sunday with what you do Monday through Friday. Why? Because being a light for Christ in your workplace is step one in revitalizing our nation through spreading the good news of the gospel. We're your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and we want to remind you, your workplace is your mission field.
That's right. So today we have with us Rich Marshall. Jim, we're really excited about this opportunity to really connect with this guest. So you're going to tell everybody?
I am. You know, so often we hear and what we hear and see on TV is discouraging and frustrating and sometimes downright corrupting. What if you had an option to watch and hear great testimonies of believers living out their faith in their work where you actually could see them? Well, Rich Marshall produces episodes of God at Work on God TV. Today, Rich is going to tell us all about his ministry and the kinds of things he hears from believers living out their faith in the trenches. Rich Marshall, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you, Jim and Martha, and so good to be here. You know, your tagline there, that your work is your mission field, I started saying as a pastor, your work is your ministry. And that became kind of my byline. So somehow or another, way back when, you and I were hearing the same thing from Father. You know, let's make work ministry.
And exactly. And so a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I tell them to say that your workplace is your mission field and a place of ministry. Because to me, I look at it that, okay, you got a mission field, so it's full of people that are non-believers, but it doesn't mean you can't minister to them ahead of time, because that's really what Jesus did. He ministered to those who had needs, people who were hurting, people who were wanting, people who were hungry, broken, and he ministered to them, and then he introduced himself to them. And that's really... So it's that combination.
Mm. So before we delve in, because I have so many things that I'm curious about with you, Rich, is we always want our listeners to get to know you a little bit in your faith journey. So tell us how you became a follower of Jesus Christ.
Well, I was, I was raised in a Christian home, got saved at 9. I don't know how bad my sins were at that time, but I knew at that time needed Jesus in my life. I felt called to be a pastor at 16 years of age. Went to Bible college by 19. I was pastoring churches.
Wow.
And I did that for years. We started in Nebraska, moved to Oregon, ended up in San Jose, California. Had large, what the world would say, a successful ministry there, big church, lots of people getting saved. But what I realized in all of that was that I was talking to people about ministry on Sunday. Hey, come teach in our Sunday school, work with our kids, work with our youth, instead of the reality that I should have been equipping them for their ministry. And most pastors are like me. We think that Sunday morning is ministry time, when in reality, it's not. The Bible says, equip saints for the work of ministry. So when that switch came for me, it was huge. It meant I had to change the way I preached. I had to change the way I saw my congregation. Everything in our lives got turned, we would say, upside down, except it got turned right side up with that little revelation from the Word of God.
So, okay, you said right there at the end, from the Word of God. So that's my curiosity was piqued. What was it that helped you to make that switch? What pricked your heart?
So in Ephesians chapter 4, where it says that the apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, their role is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. And that was the sentence that got me, that I, as a pastor, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, as a pastor, my job was not to minister, but to equip saints for ministry. So I had to change the way I preached, had to change the way I saw the church. And so that's what we did. We started right then. I thought I had a 2-sermon series, ended up going for a full year, teaching our people about how to minister in the marketplace and basically showing them that that's what God has done. Most what we would call revivals through the Bible were not started by priests or pastors or church leaders. Rather, they were started by business people like Isaiah or like Moses or like David or like Joseph, or in the New Testament, like Stephen and Philip and Paul, and on it goes. Mm-hmm. God has done his work through business people through the years.
Right. He sure has. So God's got you in a unique spot. So you are are you still pastoring a church today?
I do not pastor a church. I left. In fact, our leaders, our church board came to me and said, we like what you're doing for us, and we don't think anybody else is doing that. There weren't many, but there were some. We don't think anybody else is doing that, so we want you to start traveling with the message you have. Hmm. So I had no invitations, but I had a mandate, both from God and from the church board. So I told a friend, he said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to travel. Where are you going? I said, I don't know. He said, come to my house. So he lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I went to his living room. He called in a couple dozen of his business friends, and that's how it started. Some of those folks, matter of fact, many of those folks I'm still in touch with today, 20 years later.
So who was the guy in Minneapolis that said, hey, come here first?
So that was Dennis Doyle. Dennis and his wife, Megan, own a large commercial real estate company in Minnesota. In fact, the Lord had given me a word for him. And I said, hey, Dennis, the Lord's got a word for you. And he said, what is it? I said, well, here's what it is. He says you're thinking about selling your business to go into ministry. But he says, no, your business is your ministry. And he said, well, you're right. I was going to sell my business. And my wife kept telling me, no, you need to start seeing his ministry. So So he turned it around right then. And that was back in 1995 or 96. And then when I started traveling in 99, that he's the guy that invited me to his place.
So you've been traveling since 1999, capturing stories and encouraging churches across the country. How did the Lord lead you to capturing all this stuff and shoving it on TV? I mean, how did God take your ministry of GodIsWorking.com, and turn it into the TV show God at Work on God TV?
Well, you know, Jim, all of these things are God connections. So back in 2000, I published a book entitled God at Work, and that book has taken me to 54 nations now. So, but one of the people who bought the book and read the book is the man who is now the current president and CEO of God TV. He wasn't at that time. In fact, he was a frustrated business leader who felt he was backslidden because business had taken priority over his relationship with God. So working for his dad in a large multinational corporation, he said, "Dad, I need to go to Bible college," which he did. Got there and found out that they were going to train him for pastoring, and he didn't fit there. And he thought, "Where do I fit? I don't fit as a pastor, and I don't fit in the business world." And at that moment, somebody handed him my book. He read it and said, "Ah, this is it. My business and my ministry are one and the same thing." So when years later, when they asked him, he and I became friends through that, by the way, connection through the book. And he was a part of the Brownsville revival down in Pensacola and was a major leader in that revival. And so when they called him to God TV, he said, "Hey, Rich, come on along." So I'm now on the board at God TV here in the U.S., and we started the show called God at Work, doing much of the same things that you're doing, just talking to people about how God uses them in their workplace.
So before we specifically get into your show, we're talking about God TV, which we may have listeners that have never even heard that that exists. So why don't you tell them quickly about God TV and how it works and how they can engage with it?
And it's really God.TV so that people understand.
Thank you.
Yeah, the name of it is God TV, but online it's God.TV. Mm-hmm. So God TV started in UK 24 years ago. We're coming up on our 25th anniversary. It was founded by a couple, a very visionary couple, and I want to honor them for their vision. They got in a little, he got in a little sin problem, left his wife. It messed up, messed up their marriage. She was the face of the program, not the brains behind it, which he was. And so things started going south badly. And by that, I mean in debt and that sort of thing. That's when they called my buddy Ward Simpson in as a consultant and realized really that they needed him for more than as a consultant and named him as president. So God TV has a viewership in the UK bigger than the U.S. We're building our U.S. audience, but it's not huge yet. But to get God TV here, you have to have DirecTV as your provider. If you do, we're on channel 365, 24 hours a day. You can remember our channel number, 365. Yeah.
So it's not on, there's not an app for it, like on one of the, like on a Roku, you can't pull up the God TV app?
Absolutely. And that's where you go to God.TV. And so you can get it online. God.TV/work takes you directly to the God at Work program.
Got it.
Let me say it again. God.TV/work. And I've got 80 or 90 shows on there right now.
All right, when we come back, lots more with Rich Marshall as we talk about God at Work on God TV, which you can find online at god.tv/work. Really a great place. If you ever want to just see I Work for Him in video, that's what Rich Marshall does each and every day. And you love it. Tons of episodes out there, lots of great stories. We'll be right back with lots more on I Work for Him. Don't go away.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sedaris Community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sedera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to...
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An executive order from President Trump calls for hospitals to disclose upfront actual prices for common tests and procedures. The idea is to give people practical information they can use to help save money. Mr. Trump says for too long it's been virtually impossible to know the real price and quality of health services. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the United Arab Emirates, after meeting in Saudi Arabia aimed at discussing how to build a global coalition to counter Iran. Pompeo met with Saudi King Salman to discuss the heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf and concerns over protecting maritime security. Jurors deliberated less than 90 minutes before returning a guilty verdict today at the federal death penalty trial of a former University of Illinois doctoral student who killed a visiting scholar from China after abducting her at a bus stop. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River.
So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we talk with Rich Marshall about his TV show, God at Work, on God TV. You can check that out online, god.tv/work, god.tv/work, or you can also check Rich out online on his website, godisworking.com. Godisworking.com. Really, the whole bottom line, Rich Marshall, is you do what we do each and every day, capturing stories of people living out their faith in the marketplace. I mean, it's a pretty great privilege you get to do. I mean, it's fun what we get to do each and every day.
Oh, it's awesome. And you know, thank you for bringing me on your show, and thank you for doing it, because the message, while it's been out for a while, still is not widespread amongst the church world. And there are many people who still go to work on Monday thinking, oh, this is my secular job. I wish I wasn't here. Hate my job. Don't even realize the impact for the kingdom they could and should be making. So right. I'm so glad you're on the radio and that you're getting the word out. I'm glad that God's opening up doors on TV, because this message has got to go out. If we're going to see the Great Commission fulfilled, which we are, and which he's commanded us to do. It's not going to happen because of a good sermon on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen because of people living out their faith in their workplace. So glad to be on your show. Hope to bring you on my show one of these days soon. I think we need to spread the word.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And, you know, one of the things that we love is the fact that you come from the perspective of having been a pulpit pastor and understanding that your job of equipping the saints is it has a different spin on it than what we've always necessarily believed and what a lot of people are still receiving every weekend. But, Rich, one of the things we realize is that you interview a ton of people, and so what is it that you're looking to hear from them when you bring them on your show? So our listeners kind of get an idea.
Well, so when we started with this, the idea was simply, let's talk about how God is using you in your workplace. Mm-hmm. As we started doing that, I realized that God at work, that phrase in and of itself is a lot broader than what I had originally thought. And so now we're talking to people through whom God is at work, and it might be in their workplace, and 90% of them are. I think I've had three pastors on, the three that I know that really understand this message, because a lot still don't. Mm-hmm. And yet I've got folks that got saved in prison. I've got ex-prostitutes on the air. We've got those who are starting businesses. We've got those who have been doing it for a long time. A couple of guys have a ministry called Miracles in the Marketplace, and they talk about how they just call people into a hotel on Thursday night to pray for them and seeing all kinds of miracles. So that's the kind of thing it is. Anybody through whom God is doing something outstanding or through whom I believe he's going to do something outstanding in the future. So we're bringing on young couples that are just starting their ministry right now. I've got young couples joining me next month in the studio that are just starting a business, and we're going to talk to them. Hasn't taken off yet. I believe it will. I want to talk to everybody, because not all of those in my viewing audience or those in your listening audience are multimillionaires. So we don't want to just talk to that top tier of people, so to speak.
That's very true.
Anybody that God is using, that's who we're talking to.
You know, you had my interest peaked there for a minute because you said, I'm bringing on this couple who's starting in their ministry. And in the very next breath, you said they're starting a business.
Yeah.
You have made such a direct connection between those two. What kinds of things are you seeing that helps you to connect? I mean, when you're finding these people that have these God stories, how are you getting them to share that with the listeners?
Well, because I've been doing this a while, I know a lot of people. And the people that I know, I tend to have met them in the marketplace setting somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. So they start telling me their stories. They tell their stories. Or because halfway through this journey of mine, the Lord told me, you need to go start a business of your own. So that, I think he was saying it, so you'll understand that world a little bit better. So I still do some corporate training. I told God, I said, I don't know how to run a business. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you know people skills. You know integrity. You know what ethics are all about. Those things that you learn from the Bible, go teach them. That's what companies need. So I started doing corporate training, and out of that, a lot of my stories have come from that in and of itself, and that's where I met a lot of people. So both through the ministry and the business, which basically to me are the same.
Thanks. Right. They absolutely are. Okay. So you interviewed a ton of people. Have you ever noticed a common theme as you interview people, as the interaction of their faith and their work? You noticed a common theme?
Oh, the common theme is this common theme, and I'll make it simple. Man, I got in this situation. I didn't have a clue what to do, but God told me, try this, and it worked. And it just happens over and over again. The other thing I've found, because I ask all of my guests, give me a passage of scripture that's a favorite of yours, and I'll open the show with that scripture. And every single one of them say, oh, this one, because I need it at this point. And so sharing the word from their concept as a business person, as opposed to somebody who's trying to write a sermon, it's just a whole different look at the Bible. I've oftentimes said, and you know, pastors listening in, forgive me for this. The pastors I know read the Bible to get a sermon. The business people I know read the Bible to live their life. And so the Word of God is the difference maker.
It really is. There's so much power. Rich Marshall with God TV, or with God at Work on God TV. I want to make sure everybody knows where to find you, Rich Marshall. If they go to god.tv/work, they can get access to all the episodes you've recorded over the last several years. But they also have your website, godisworking.com, godisworking.com. I want to hear, tell us, you've been doing this for so long. Give us a couple of just, you know, if you think of one woman that you've interviewed that had a story that when you were done, you're like, oh, my word.
Okay, well, this will be an unusual one. So this woman, she and her husband started a church in Daytona Beach, Florida, bought a house, didn't realize she was right on Prostitutes Row. So she had prostitutes living out in front of her house. I mean, walking the streets in front of her house. So she said, I walked out there with a bullhorn and said, this is a no prostitution zone. The police will be called. Well, so this goes on for a while. What happened was the prostitutes quit coming. One of them, without her knowing it, ended up in prison, got led to the Lord, became a Christian, came back to Daytona Beach and went to their church where she was leading a conference for women, had no idea that that was the woman with the bullhorn. The wife with the bullhorn had no idea that the prostitute she had been talking to through the bullhorn was now saved. Those two are now doing prison ministry together. And so I just thought, well, what an interesting story. And then it went on from there that the gal, the prostitute, who's now got a powerful, powerful prison ministry, meets her husband. I've had him on the air. He was also a prisoner. Matter of fact, got released from 5 99-year sentences, miraculously by the Lord, and got back to his hometown, met the judge who sentenced him, and the three of them now minister together in prisons. The judge who sentenced, the guy with the 99-year sentences, and his wife, the prostitute off the street. What a powerful story of God at work.
For sure. And the fact that their lives intersected in ways that they could have never imagined or made up on their own. Thanks for sharing that. That's a big web.
Okay. So how about a story from a guy?
So a guy attends one of my training sessions. He comes to me halfway through. I do the DISC profile. And so, he comes to me and says, hey, can I meet with you next week after this meeting's over? And I said, sure, what do you need? He said, nobody in the world understands me like you do. Well, he thought I did. It's just the profile really read his mail. So I found out that his dad was a leading, well-known atheist in the city in which he lived. And so I met with him, and I said to him, Johan, you got to understand, the only help I can give you is from the Lord. He said, nah, don't need the Lord. He and I had a disagreement a few years ago. I was right. He was wrong. We don't talk anymore. I said, Johan, it's the only help I can give you. Whether I'm praying out loud or praying silently like I am right now, this is where it's going. So we talked a couple times, making the story as quick as I can. A few weeks later, somebody called me and said, did you hear about Johan? He had had an accident. He was cleaning his gun, a handgun, a pistol. And it fired, went over his shoulder, through his hand, over his shoulder, and hit his son, 12 years old, and killed his son. I ended up going to the hospital, seeing Johan, the guy that wouldn't let me pray with him. I walked in the emergency room. He said, oh, Rich, please pray for me. As I started to pray, he started praying, oh, God, help me. And I thought, you know, somebody who says, I don't want prayer, at a time of tragic circumstances, the only place they could turn is to God. We ended up leading him to the Lord, his atheist dad to the Lord, his stepmom to the Lord, his attorney, and four or five other family members, because he was getting on an airplane to fly to another city for his hand, and we met at the airport. We had 10 people saved that day, all because I did a little corporate training for his company.
That's why God wanted to do the business thing. See, doing the business thing, you got exposed to a whole bunch of pre-believers, and you wouldn't have had that if you weren't doing that. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. I love right now I've got a contract to do work with a secular graduate school of business in the nation of Trinidad. And you talk about fun. I've got a crowd down there, has some Christians in it, has a lot more Hindus in it, has a few Muslims in it, and I get to talk to them for hours a day, and Jesus shows up. It's like the most fun thing, far more fun than preaching to a crowd of believers.
All right, so here's a question. You got 30 seconds left before we got to go. Speak to your younger you. Mercy Me has that great song, Dear Younger Me. What would you tell your younger you?
Well, you know, I'm not sorry that I started pastoring at age 19. It was a wonderful journey. I just wish I'd have learned about marketplace ministry in my 20s instead of later. I'm 75 now. I think I've still got 10 or 15 good years to give, but I wish it could have been 40 or 50 instead of the 20 or 30 that it's going to be. I wish I'd have known then what I know now.
Fantastic. Rich Marshall, love it. You listen to I Work For Him radio show. We've been talking with Rich Marshall about his TV program. He is way better than radio. His TV program, God at Work, on God.TV. God.TV/work is how you can find out about him. For those of you listening to our affiliates that broadcast our 30-minute program, head to our website at iworkforhim.com and get our expanded thoughts on today's guests, as well as additional insights and practical takeaways from today's program. For the rest of you, stick around. Martha and I will be right back with those expanded thoughts in just a few minutes.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. You can also choose to receive scheduled reminder emails with the next five neighbor homes to pray for that day. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
The ease of use and convenience has literally taken away every excuse that we could possibly come up with for why we can't engage the Lord on our neighbor's behalf.
What are we waiting on? The harvest is now.
Our prayer is that by the end of 2020, every single home in America is being prayed for by name.
It doesn't cost a thing, but it can mean everything.
BlessEveryHome.com. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Hey, thanks for staying tuned to I Work For Him as we're talking today with Rich Marshall from GodIsWorking.com. GodIsWorking.com. He produces a week. Rich, how often does your show play on God TV?
So it's a weekly show that it airs at 8:30 every Monday night on East Coast time, and then of course 7:30 Central, 6:30 here in the Mountain Time where I am, and 5:30 on the West Coast. So that's in the U.S. It also reruns later that night and about noon or so on Saturday. So it's on three times a week with an original broadcast and two reruns each week.
All right, and people can find them more online at god.tv/work, god.tv/work, or on your website, godisworking.com. All right, here's what I wanted to hold you over for. Here's the question, because we want to help, we got to help stem the tide. So when you look at the state of the Four Walls Church, how can we as listeners to this show help our pastors understand our need for specific equipping for our daily ministry in the workplace? How do we help them understand what you understood?
Well, first of all, you know, as a business person, ask your pastor to come pray for your business. And don't tell him you want to come to his office. Ask him to come to your office. Ask him to come and pray for you at that place. That's what he's called to do. He should respond and be excited because not many people are asking him to do that. When he gets there, tell him that you need him to help you, not to run your business, but to be equipped for ministry in your business. He will be surprised, he or she will be surprised that you ask that question, and he may not even be prepared to answer it, but he will think about it. Mm-hmm. And I think it will charge him a little bit. I wrote in the second book I wrote, God at Work, Volume 2, I put a whole chapter on what I call a word to pastors. What I had to learn when I first realized I wasn't ministering to my people like I should have been. So I'm trying to give a challenge. And this summer, by the way, this is a sidelight, there's a large denomination in the U.S. that's invited me to come and speak to all their pastors for 2 hours about how to start marketplace ministry in their churches.
Wow. Can I come? I want to be there with you.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we will be praying for that, yeah. For receiving hearts.
Yeah, you'll need to send us an email with the date you're doing that so we can, I'll be interceding for those 2 hours like you've never heard before. What a phenomenal opportunity.
Yeah, middle of August. It's a large African-American denomination. These guys, when they get it, are going to take off. Mm-hmm. So looking for revival.
That's fantastic. All right, final question. You and Wilma have been married for how long?
We just celebrated our 54th anniversary.
So just around the corner, just barely breaking it in.
Honeymooners,
54 years. That's what fantastic.
What I like to say is we just celebrated our fourth anniversary toward our second 50.
Oh, that's
nice.
Good.
Yeah. Now, if we asked Wilma, would she want another 50? Just kidding. Okay. Seriously, how do you keep your marriage strong on a day-to-day basis? Last question.
Well, there's three things, and they all start with C, and they're all spelled communication. Communication, communication, and what did I say? Communication. Let me tell you another thing that we do every morning of the year. We get up and read a psalm and a proverb and take communion. So we have communion with Jesus every morning. It's the way we start our day. And it keeps us on track with him, keeps us on track with each other. Mm. So we buy communion cups like churches do. I buy them 500 at a time just for my home use.
Yeah, you can't actually wash those cups.
No, these are those prepackaged.
You peel them.
You know, prepackaged bread and juice in a cup.
Oh, got it.
That's awesome.
Very good. Rich Marshall with God at Work on God TV. We're so grateful that you tuned into I Work for Him today, that you shared a little of your story. And I really hope that people get more involved with your ministry. God.tv/work is where they can see this show, but they can check you out online, godisworking.com. But Rich Marshall, thank you so much for being part of I Work for Him today and sharing your story.
Thank you, Jim and Martha. It's a joy to be with you. God bless you both.
You as well.
Yeah, it really is fantastic. And Martha, I love those points. Why don't we just recap some of those points he said on what we could do with our pastor. But I love his first point was invite your pastor to work.
Yeah, and to pray for you. Inviting him into the workplace, not to meet at the church, not to meet at a restaurant, but actually go to the workplace. And then also I think what you're doing there is you're opening the door and say, you know, my work isn't such a scary place. And this is the place that I love and I want to spread the love of Jesus in. So I want you to see it, Pastor, so that you can walk beside me in this journey. And really, Jim, that's brilliant because you're opening the door to say, hey, Pastor, I need you. And what pastor doesn't want to be needed? You know, it's one thing to hear their sermon on Sunday, but on Monday morning, if you're telling your pastor you need him to walk through your week and how he can help you better equip you, I think that's going to help turn the light bulb on for a lot of pastors.
Well, and by bringing a pastor into your workplace, you've got the opportunity, number one, to share some of your struggles in the workplace, which is what you're asking for prayer about, but you also get that opportunity to, you know, you can't walk into a workplace without meeting other people.
Right.
So for an amazing opportunity is for
the pastor to get to meet your coworkers, your employees, your boss, those people that you work alongside each and every day.
Well, it might even just open the conversation later when somebody says, hey, who was that that came and visited you at work today? I noticed you had somebody that you toured around or whatever. And you can say, oh, yeah, that was my pastor.
Who's that guy in that leisure suit that came in at lunch?
I doubt that he's going to show up in a leisure suit.
That's right.
But, that just creates great conversation as well. So I think that's a really great idea and helps the pastor to know where you're coming from and that you really want to connect in that way and have him help you be equipped to handle that. You know, Jim, one of the things that I loved was when Rich Marshall was saying that the common theme that he's hearing in a lot of the God at work conversations is that somebody didn't have a clue what to do. And then God says, well, first they have to ask God and they have to listen.
Right.
And God says to them, hey, try this. And then they find out that it works. So number one, to me, that spoke that it's a conversation with God going, huh, I have no clue. I need your help. And God shows them because we have said, you know, God has the answers.
And God cares about the intimate details in our lives.
He does. And he has the answers. We just need to ask for that wisdom.
And see, you know what I thought was the most amazing part of the conversation was Rich Marshall wasn't on for the first segment of the show. And we talked about the fact that the question from our listener was, hey, I'm thinking about quitting my job so I can go into full-time ministry. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what Rich said. He was dealing with all of his life as a pastor. He came to the realization that it was his job to equip people so they would never ask that question.
Yeah.
And no, we never prompted him to say those things, but that's how God works. He just puts it all together and makes it all play nice.
Yeah.
But that's such a significant conversation. For those of you that are just tuning in towards the end of the show here today, I mean, that's how we're asking for our listeners to call into our listener line.
866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK.
And if you can't remember that number and you're driving, you can go to iworkforhim.com. It's on the website, iwork4him.com. We want to hear from you questions you've got about logistics, about how do you actually live out your faith in your work, or maybe you've got a comment, or maybe you've got a little story you want to share or something, but we're just going to play the question and then talk about it towards one of the beginnings or one of the end of our shows. But the question for the day was, hey, I'm thinking about quitting my job so I can go into full-time ministry. And of course, that's the one question more than anything that causes me to skyrocket on a pile of dynamite, because I believe that is the biggest weapon of the enemy, that he convinces people to quit their jobs to go into full-time ministry when they already have a huge ministry.
You know, when we were talking about that, Rich Marshall was sharing his own personal story about how God showed him that his job as a pastor was to equip the saints. He admitted, I had to change a lot of things. I had to make a huge switch. I had to change the way I preached, change the way I interacted with my congregation, and on and on. You know, so sometimes when we learn that, oh, I don't need to go into ministry, I can stay right here, that it's not going to necessarily be easy for people if they thought that they were on a trajectory that they're no longer going to be on. But really be open to that and really listen to the Lord and how he's directing you before you make any major decisions.
And what's just anytime you think, well, but maybe I could do this ministry thing in a different job. You know, I was talking to my buddy today who's a deputy sheriff, and he's got a tough job. And I don't believe that every day he thinks that his job is a great place for ministry. Yet every day, I challenge him every day, just look for those God moments to see where God is working all around you, because it's so easy to get discouraged when people are harassing you on the news media and they're harassing you on the street and it doesn't appear that anybody appreciates what you're doing. We appreciate you guys, our first responders.
For sure. And I was talking to a teacher today, same thing. You know, she knows that that's her calling, and to live in it out every day makes a huge difference in your perspective.
Again, we had a lot of fun talking with Rich Marshall today. Check him out online, godisworking.com, godisworking.com, or on GodTV, god.tv/work. But if you're asking yourself that question, hey, I'm thinking about quitting my job to go into ministry, forget it. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace is our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m. Hugh Hewitt at 6. Del Wamsley at noon.
Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
The 2019 Ram, sporting that super new body style. This month only, up to 20% off MSRP. That's a 19 Bighorn and Tradesman 1500s. That's your money before Woody talks. Yes, 20% off MSRP on Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. But you say you want a kickin' deal on a heavy-duty model? Can do. How's about 0% for 72 months on 18 heavy-duty 2500 and 3500s? Power for the long haul. That'll tickle your pickle.
The hits just keep on coming at Woody Folsom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Baxley. Nearly every new and used vehicle we sell comes with a free lifetime powertrain warranty. Talk to me, Mike B, or any of the Ram team. This is Woody, and we'll give you a deal sweeter than Nanner Pudding.
We've got 0% all over the place. Come get you some during Bigger Things sales events. On now at Woody Folsom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Baxley. We're flat out dealing.
Better get to Baxley, where Rams cost less.
Imagine your dad high atop a burly, gravely riding lawnmower, deftly navigating through a fun course at the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th at Tools for a Time. It's a fun event for the whole family with Sonny's Barbecue, a kid's zone complete with bounce house. Get him signed up to drive in the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th at talk100.3.com.
FM 100.3, W262 AG.